blind. I walked round the table and laid my hand upon his arm. I never saw a man more startled in my life. He jumped away from me and came round into an attitude of self-defence, his face fairly distorted with terror. "Good God!" he cried. "What was that?" "It's I, Bellows. Confound it, Davidson!" He jumped when I answered him and stared. How can I express it? Right through me? He began talking, not at me, but to himself. Here, in broad daylight, on a clear beach, not a place to hide in. He looked about him wildly. "Here, I'm off." He suddenly turned and ran headlong into the big electromagnet so violently that, as we found afterwards, he bruised his shoulder and jawbone cruelly. At that, he stepped back a pace and cried out with almost a whimper, "What in heaven's name has come over me?" He stood, blanched with terror and trembling violently, with his right arm clutching his left, where that had collided with the magnet. By that time, I was excited and fairly scared. "Davidson," said I, "don't be afraid." He was startled at my voice, but not so excessively as before. I repeated my words in as clear and as